Here's a number to sit with this Saturday morning: $3 trillion. That's how much revenue Sequoia Capital says the AI industry needs to generate just to justify the infrastructure spending already committed. Not to turn a profit, just to break even on the bets already placed. I'm Marcus Rodriguez, and welcome to Intellijix, your comprehensive daily current events briefing for Saturday, July 11th, 2026.
And I'm Sarah Chen. That $3 trillion figure is the kind of number that reframes every other AI story you'll hear today, and we have several of them. Elon Musk is directing Tesla employees to dump competing AI tools for Grok. Meta is pulling its Muse image generator after an Instagram photo privacy backlash. Sam Altman is calling compute costs a genuine financial headwind for OpenAI. And Hugging Face's CEO and Amazon's CTO are both making the same argument simultaneously, that the enterprise world is done paying premium prices for closed AI models.
Beyond the AI layer, we have an extraordinarily dense geopolitical hour. Trump says he left standing orders to bomb Iran if he were assassinated. Satellite images show Iran is already rebuilding its bomb nuclear facilities. The U.S. has pulled F-22 stealth fighters from Israeli airspace after 5 months, and the Kremlin is publicly scrambling to process Trump's suggestion of a no-fly zone over Ukraine, a proposal that apparently caught Moscow completely off guard.
On the diplomacy front, Prime Minister Modi made a historic visit to Auckland, signing 10 bilateral agreements with New Zealand's Christopher Luxon and setting a target to double trade to $7 billion New Zealand dollars by 2030. Meanwhile, bipartisan senators are actually advancing a Russia sanctions bill that would impose a 500% tariff on countries buying Russian energy, and Trump is reportedly on board.
In markets, Bank of America's bull and bear indicator has hit 9.5, its most extreme contrarian sell signal since 2021, just as real 30-year Treasury rates reached their highest level since 2008. China just banned helium exports, adding semiconductor supply chain pressure at exactly the wrong moment. And Texas launched its own stock exchange with live trading beginning this Friday.
We'll also get into SpaceX firing all 33 Starship booster engines ahead of a July 14th launch attempt. That's 3 days from now. Scientists have detected something called cosmic drift that triggers star birth, which is a genuine first in astrophysics. The Pentagon dropped its fourth batch of declassified UFO files, and NASA chief Jared Isaacman says the agency has imagery of objects it cannot identify as comets or satellites. The FCC approved a Space Mirror satellite over the objections of 1,800 astronomers.
Domestically, we're watching Michigan Governor Whitmer veto 9 bills hours after a court cleared the path for them. Cook Political Report just shifted 4 governor races toward Democrats. The main Senate race is in chaos after the Democratic nominee dropped out. And former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is publicly pressuring Speaker Mike Johnson to stop recessing the House.
Plus, the USDA just cut the U.S. wheat forecast to the smallest crop since 1970. A massive heat dome is targeting most of the country next week. Tesla dismantled its entire Model S and X production line in 46 days to make room for Optimus humanoid robots. Hybrid vehicles just surged 19.4% in the first half of this year, while EV sales fell 25%. And in sports, the Indiana Fever are distancing themselves from a GOP letter targeting Caitlin Clark. All of that and more is ahead. Let's get into it.